out on the color yet. Let me check it out on the black and white monitor.
We'll have a picture very shortly.
I don't show it on the color yet. Let me check it out on the black and white monitor. Okay, we're seeing the Earth in the black and white. It's filling up about one-third of the screen vertically. It's looking good. Okay, we got it on the color now. Looking beautiful. Okay, we've got the North Pole over to the upper right-hand corner, the right-hand edge of our screens. Do you have a commentary from up there, Ten?
Yeah, okay. It looks like the North Pole and most of Russia is covered with clouds. The United States is pretty much wide open. In fact, the solar subpoint is right over the Gulf of Mexico now.
Roger, Ten. Can you give us a narrow beam on the high-gain antenna?
Houston, I've got the full zoom on it so you can see we're quite a bit further away today than we were yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
In fact, what you see there is a little bigger than we actually see it since I have the full zoom on it. If you look to the south, you can see all of South America there, and west of the Andes, it's clear.
All right, Roger.
And in the tropical rainforest over Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, you can see the clouds that hang over there all the time. I noticed how clear it is west of the Andes.
All right, Roger, we can see that on the left of our screen. The land masses don't seem to stand out quite as clearly today as they did yesterday.
That's correct. And a lot due to the cloud covers, and also you can see nighttime moving over Europe now. You have a real weird cloud formation coming around down. Just a minute, let me get a refocus.
A real peculiar looking cloud swirl that comes off of what looks like about Labrador. It goes all the way across the ocean into Europe.
I'm having a little harder time holding it today because of the narrow beam that we have with the zoom lens. We're out at maximum zoom now.
Roger, it's coming in very nicely here. Would you confirm you're in the exterior on ALC?
Right, we're exterior on ALC.
Thank you.
I'll open it up to about a 55 millimeter and show you exactly how it appears to us.
Roger,
there's a lot of clouds down there, Dave.
We're standing by for your zoom out to show you the relative size that it appears to you.
Okay, right. Right there is about how the Earth appears to us now in size. We've made a few miles since yesterday.
Yes, indeed. Roger, we show you about 115,000 nautical miles out here in our plot. Looks like about halfway.
Yeah, how are the colors coming in today, Bruce?
Oh, the colors are coming in beautifully. I'm amazed at the fidelity. The sea seems to reproduce the same color from day to day, so it looks like you got a pretty stable piece of equipment.
Okay, again, you can see Baja California coming in there just real clear. And the Rocky Mountains, particularly starting in New Mexico, going up through Colorado and Wyoming and coming in.
All right, Jim, I'm having a little difficulty picking out the land masses down here today.
That's because of the cloud cover there.
Roger, we'll record your vote on that issue.
And, you know, yesterday we said the San Joaquin Valley was very evident. It sits on a bowl. Even though we're looking at it obliquely, you can still pick it out. In a western United States, it's just like a big ball carved out of the coastal and the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Roger. Apollo 10 Houston, the SPS data has been looked at on both the mid-course 2 and the evasive maneuver, and all the data is good. We'd like to get you to cycle the ALC switch once so we can observe the effect on the picture down here. Over.
Okay, let me go back again. Our monitor went up. There we are.
Roger. You just hold it steady and then cycle it a few seconds to interior and then back to exterior for us.
There's interior now.
Boy, we can really see it washing out down here.
Coming back to exterior.
Beautiful.
And Tom's cutting down the F-stop now a little bit.
Beautiful. What F-stop are you using? If you could stop it down one or two stops more, it seems like the definition is better.
There's F-22 right there.
Okay, hold it there. Hey, Ted, this is Houston. When you stop it down, we get a second or so of excellent definition and no saturation, and then it tends to saturate again up in the North Polar region, as though the ALC weren't quite picking up the intensity of the highlights.
Bruce, we will not be able to see the moon because through the TV, because we got the sun right alongside it outside the right-hand window.
Roger, we understand.
We'll bring you on inside the spacecraft if you'd like.
Okay, hey, before you do that, would you open the lens up about two stops slowly and then stop it down fairly rapidly for us?
Okay, we're coming open now. Stopping fast.
Oh, Roger, you can go ahead and bring the camera inside now if you like.
Yeah, okay, I can see what you mean by the saturation. Also, just kind of, again, if you're not here looking down at this distance, you can never tell that anybody inhabited the place.
Roger.
Okay, we're going to take you inside.
That's probably been said before.
Okay, we're picking up your transmission from inside now. Good, really. It looks like you've got some rather intense lighting from the back and the side. If you could get the lighting more directly on the patch, it'd be better.
Yeah, that's the sun coming in.
Roger. We got John coming through nicely on the tube. What was the three fingers for? Is this also your emblem?
This is our another emblem. Do you see any resemblance between the card and the guy holding the card?
Now that you mention it.
Does he carry the briefcase?
Roger.
Good grief, Charlie Brown. Now you're going to bring on that wizard here.
Okay, we got Snoopy now.
Well, he's been quiet for 2 days. He's going to get a chance to do a little woofing here in the next couple days.
Roger, we noticed the resemblance there, too.
Thanks a lot. I didn't know Tom had a big nose like that.
Take you over to Geno's side of the spacecraft.
Roger, we're picking up Gene now. We've got rather strong backlighting from the window. All drawing the window shades there.
How's that any better?
Yes, indeed.
We didn't get a chance to shave this morning before this show. I hope that doesn't bother anybody.
It doesn't bother us. Definition is real good. We can just about read your wristwatch there, Gene. It looks like it is about 1600.
1605 Cape time.
1605 Cape time. Roger, we copy. Yeah. Roger, we've synchronized our watches here.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Looks like we got a good piece of gear here, Bruce.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Can give you a wizard a TP over here.
Roger.
One of our problems is trying to figure out which way is up and which way is down.
And up here for one time, you have your choice. If you don't like things right side up, you can go upside down.
Roger, down here. Okay, we got one of you in each direction.
That's really a ball up here, living in zero G, believe me.
That's the only way to fly.
Once you get going, the cost per individual passenger mile becomes rather reasonable.
Roger, we copy.
I noticed, boy, it sure picks up the sun's reflection intensity no matter where you go. That little reflection's coming out of my window behind me.
Roger, what f-stop are you all using now?
I'm at about 2.8, I believe, here. Wait a minute. Yeah, about 2.2 to 2.8.
Houston, Roger out.
Still good color?
Yes, indeed.
You might notice the dynamics here.
I just do whatever he says.
Hey. Hey, Tom, the flight surgeon here wants you to be sure to log all your exercise.
I got you.
Like I said earlier, this isn't fanning a peacock, but it's the best we got.
Oh, it's dynamics like that. You guys ought to be pretty good at this PTC mode.
I need to tell you.
All right, that's only got about 10 hours sleep last night.
Roger.
That's perfect zero gravity there, boy. I tell you, it's nothing like it.
This is Houston. Is there, Roger, is there any sort of air currents there affecting it you can feel?
Yeah, it's blowing a little bit, but there's none out here, really.
That's an effect we discovered a long time ago. If you watch it long enough, it'll go up.
It's really hard to stabilize something so it won't move.
Roger, I remember that from Gemini 10.
We discovered a Cernan effect up here, but we can't find which way is up.
Gene, could you move the camera around slightly? We've got a very bright spot coming in the window. We want to make sure that you don't burn the target with the F2, F28 f-stop.
Yeah, I'll try it here, Bruce. Get it away from some of that if I can.
Roger. Oh, it's really looking good now. Beautiful color here.
Now we got three objects going.
This is a real testimonial to prove you were there in case there are any doubters.
People want to know what kind of men go to the moon. There's a good look at one right there. Could you believe it?
Some people still don't.
I'm surprised you all haven't set this to music.
You want music? Well, we'll give you some music at the conclusion here.
Okay, we'll take you back outside now.
Roger.
Well, time shows you that. We've got another little rendition we'd like to put your way.
Roger, we're standing by. Roger, thank you for your thoughts. And with this view of the Earth, looks like the United States, the landmass of the U.S. is showing up better now than it was a few minutes ago.
Right, Bruce, you can really see the, looks like the New England states are kind of clobbered in there.
Right.
But the main part of it's coming in real good. And again, you can see the Great American Desert, the Rocky Mountains, and the Sierra Nevadas there.
Oh, it's beautiful on the transients before it saturates there.
Okay, I'll try to give you another one.
Boy, those little glimpses are good, but you've got to be fast to catch them.
I'm trying to hold it as steady as I can. Is it looking okay?
Yeah, you're doing a good job on holding it.
It's an Apollo 10 on the monitor. It appears that I have a couple little bumps and ragged edges. Is that coming through down in the black and white?
Yes, it is. It's coming through in the black and white, and of course in the color that we've got here, it looks like it's in the horizontal sweep.
Yeah, I noticed that when we first turned it on, it didn't have that, and it really slowly started to saturate.
Right. We saw those little bumps yesterday also.
Right, I think it was at the end of the transmission yesterday.
Right.
Okay, we'll go ahead and terminate the TV pass here. I just wanted to play a little music for you so we have something up here when it gets lonely during the PTC mode.
Roger, Apollo 10. We enjoyed the TV and the music.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Adios.
Roger, I hope you'll be talking to us before tomorrow.